G'day, Billy. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Double dose. Fantastic results. You must be stoked.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable. It's still sinking in, I think.
The fact that you got approached to come back and knowing that you'd be taking on ex-contestants, these, for lack of a better term, young upstarts that wanted to really prove themselves, and the commitment that's required to film something like MasterChef itself, taking you away from your family for so long, how did you go with the thought process around coming back, I suppose?
Yeah, I think it was a tough decision, but I just had this gut feeling that I should say yes to it. There was a lot to consider leaving my daughter. She was sort of 1.5 at the time, and I knew that was going to be really tough. And yeah, the competition, as you said, I knew it was going to be really hard this time around, going up against past contestants and these new sort of hungry for the win fans. So yeah, it took a lot of consideration, but I just had this feeling that I should do it.
I think it was a very good thing to trust your gut in that sense.
I think so, yeah. I'm all for trusting your gut, and I went with it, and I'm bloody glad I did.
Well, this year's dynamic has been really fascinating, I think, on the fans versus favourites style. At what point did you realise that you guys as past contestants really were mentoring the fans in the series?
It was actually a really special dynamic, I think. I wasn't sure what to expect coming back, but I think because we were put into our teams at the start and we were sort of versing each other, it wasn't an overly competitive feeling, because I think us returning contestants really wanted to help out the new ones and sort of show them the way. We'd all done it before and we knew how hard it was going to be. So yeah, there was a lovely dynamic there and we all bonded pretty quickly.
And I suppose that then helps with when you do have a competitive aspect sort of creep in a little later on in the game. All of a sudden it's like, well, we've helped you guys out, and there's a mutual respect almost amongst both the fans and the favourites to go, okay, we're all in this together, but we're also challenging one another to step up our game even further.
Absolutely. I think all of the contestants this season would say that their own, you know, personal growth throughout the season was pretty phenomenal because of exactly that. It was an interesting format, I think, but it really worked and made some bloody great friends out of it too. So that was pretty special.
You forged a career following your previous win, and you were like, you worked at Fat Duck, which is amazing. Like the fact that Heston then comes in and is challenge setter for the final, you kind of go, hey bro, what's going on?
Oh, look, I wish that was how I felt. I just had a, you know, overriding feeling of terror, I think, knowing what he is capable of. You know, I think having worked for him, it just all went out the window because I knew that dish was going to be, you know, a mammoth challenge to overcome.
After the win, was he like, "Sir, you want to come back?"
No, I was a little bit worried he might say that, but no, he was wonderful. He said some lovely words to both Sarah and I, and feel, you know, pretty honoured to cook one of his dishes again.
You can see there's like a fire in your cooking and to the passion that you've brought. Are we going to see you return to a sort of a creative kitchen environment to really celebrate food again? Because you have sort of stepped away from things a little bit.
Yeah, I really did. I sort of stopped creatively cooking, I guess, for a while there, and coming back and doing this season, it's really made me think about it again, and I know that's where I want to be. It's my happy place. So yeah, I want to open a little restaurant near where I live and start off small and go from there.
I like it. I think it's a really good plan. Billy, congratulations once again for taking it out twice in a row. Like, what a result.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's it's definitely still sinking in. I can't believe it, but yeah, amazing.
I'm keen to keep an eye on, probably best places is your Instagram. Hey, everyone's sort of on the gram recently.
Yes, everyone's on the gram. I'm on the gram. You can follow me on the gram.
Well, be sure to look you up and keep across the latest developments with the new restaurant. I'll be up that way and we'll visit. Thanks so much for your time.
Sounds great. I look forward to it.